Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, good evening on this wonderful, lovely, magnificent, and awesome evening. And I'm super-duper excited, as always. I mean, it's just amazing what's happening in the life of Punch TV Studios right now. Most of you know that we're selling stock in our company for only $1 a share. And you can become a part owner of Punch TV Studios for only $1. And that in itself is completely and totally amazing. I'm looking forward to the next step. We're really looking forward to closing out the IPO. I can't tell you how much and how so I'm really just looking forward to that and really getting into the investor shareholders meeting, and then after that, you know, getting into down to work. And our goal at Punch TV Studios is to develop 100 movies a year for the next 3 years, and that's our goal. And I can't wait to get to that and really tell some wonderful and amazing stories that could really change people's lives. And that's what we're doing, and that's what we're about. And I'm just absolutely excited and thankful that this is happening. So tonight I also want to introduce my lovely, wonderful, awesome co-host here, none other than the Sharifa Hardy. Sharifa, how are you doing tonight?
The Sharifa is wonderful tonight. How are you, Mr.
The Sharifa. I'm doing good. So how was your day today, the Sharifa?
It was busy. It was busy. I'm just excited because all day I've been on the phone. I've been emailing. Everyone is excited about Punch TV Studios. And everyone I talk to, it has heard about it from a friend, a family member, a coworker. So the news is spreading. It feels real good. How was your day?
It's been like a very exhausting day. I'm so tired right now. I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, people think it's difficult to take 200 calls in a day, but let me tell you something. When you talk to 200 people in a day, it is very difficult. I mean, it is so difficult. And I think I've been averaging about 200 calls in a day right now. And, man, I'm trying to tell you, with everything else that I have to do and then doing 200 calls and trying to shape my day, I just decided today that I'm going to commit to working out at least 3 or 4 days a week. I think I just need that in my life right now. I think I need that just to detox. The stress is just enormous, you know, and I think I just need that just to bring the stress levels down. I think I'm going to start water aerobics again and just to bring the stress levels down and you know, and get my sexy back on, you know what I mean? Because when you're taking this many calls
That's
in a day,
cool.
I'm telling you, it messes with your sexy.
You have to get your sexy back on. It'll be summer.
You
got
to get my sexy back on. I got to get my sexy back on, you know. I heard the other night, this is something that I heard, you know, some person told me that I was more handsomer than Denzel Washington, and I said to her, why would you say that? She said, it's true. She said, you don't believe it? I said, of course I believe it. I just wanted to know why you said it. So you kind of get my sexy back on and do these things that we're doing at Punch TV Studios. We have over, guess what we're doing right now? We changed our transfer agent from one transfer agent to another, to a bigger transfer agent who can help us because we've had so many shareholders right now. And now we're preparing to send out over 1,000 stock certificates to people. Can you believe it? Over 1,000 stock certificates.
I definitely
I mean, that's
can.
Like, wow. You know, And that's just a few of them, you know, but but at least now we got a system working and everything, and I am really excited about I'm really excited about that. And people are just across the country, they are investing in Punch TV Studios, and people are investing $400, $1,000, $10,000, and you know, and it's really wonderful to see how this thing is working. You know the thing that's happening to us, the Sharifa? You know what's happening to us?
What's happening to us?
What's happening is, you know how you look for that one big break and you'd be like, you know, I sure hope to get this one big break. You know what I mean? You know how you look for
right.
that and you think everything's going to happen? When we're not getting a big break. Mm-hmm. What we're getting is a whole lot of little breaks. And it just looks like one big break, but it's like all these series of little breaks that are culminating into, I think that's how that whole thing works. It's all these series of little wonderful things that are happening, and then all of a sudden it culminates into something big. And
right.
I'm really happy and excited about that. You know, what do you think about that?
But maybe you haven't had that big break yet. Maybe, I mean, it's still, I know for you, 90 days is a long time, but it's still, you know, new. People are hearing about it. Maybe that next
right.
big break is still on its way.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know, but we're just getting a lot of little breaks. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And
That's
don't know.
True.
I mean, just getting a lot of little breaks, a lot of them. We're getting like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of little breaks. We haven't got that one,
That's
you know, where
right.
you always think, you know, we're going to get this one massive break.
That $50
million
check.
All of a sudden,
check.
Everything,
yes.
yeah, $50 million check. You know, you think you're going to get that one massive break. But it hasn't happened like that for us. And that's amazing. You know, we have all these lot of little breaks. But I accept it, you know, and I receive it. We're building an amazing company. And I'm so happy that people are excited about Punch TV Studios. I'm so happy for what we're doing right now. And we're going to be a real major player in media. You know? And media encompasses television and online entertainment and guess what I'm getting ready to do right now, Sharifa.
What are you getting ready to do?
Guess what I'm getting ready to do. You're not going to believe this. But
what
we're going to, within the next 2.5 to 3 weeks, we're going to be live streaming Punch TV on our website. TV
yes.
station. You'll be able to watch it live on our website. So people will be able to tune in to Punch TV wherever you are in the country. Okay, do it again. I like that. Do it again.
Okay, wait.
So
yeah,
let me set it up. So people will be able to
yeah,
tune in wherever you are in the world and watch Punch TV live. Okay, no clap.
It was
and guess what
there,
else is going to happen?
There. Yes.
Yeah, we got to
right.
get it. Guess what
yes.
else is going to happen? I'm just sharing
yes.
tonight. I'm in a sharing mood
yes.
tonight. You'll be able to watch it on your cell phones and your iPad as well. So you'll be able to just tune in to Punch TV, click the button, and you'll be able to watch Punch TV on your iPad, the network right now. You'll be able to watch our network on your iPad. You'll be able to watch it on your cell phone, and you'll be able to watch it on your computer, your desktop computers, and your laptops. And I am super excited about that. That's just awesome. Just totally and completely
that
awesome. Okay,
exciting.
Give me applause. Applause. I want the applause.
You want applause? You can't ask for applause. You gotta let the applause just happen.
Well, you know, the Bible.
Right in the middle of the Bible says,
yeah,
applause.
But you know, the Bible says, you have not because you ask not. So you got to ask for what you want. So I'm asking for applause. So tonight's going to be another great, amazing show. We have a wonderful producer, director, playwright on the show tonight. And then she's going to come on with her team and everything. She's just an awesome, special young lady. You know, some people are just gifted. And I'm going to tell you, the Sharifa, she's just really gifted. She's really gifted in pulling people together to pull things off. She's just really got a gift for that. And she's got that real sweet voice. When you guys hear her, you can hear that real sweet, subtle voice. But I'm going to tell you, there is a tiger behind that voice. I'm just telling you, there is a sublimated tiger behind that real, 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 real sweet voice. And so, you ever met anybody like that, Shreefa?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. Well, then you're going to be in for a real treat tonight when we talk to none other than Tamika Connolly and her crew. And if you're going to have questions tonight for Tamika Connolly, once we bring her on, she's going to get ready to come on right now. And she just can't wait. She's in the gates waiting for us to push in for her to come on. But if you have questions as you go through the show you want to ask, just press 1 on your phone line and you'll be able to chime in and ask your question. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back from the break, and we are going to talk to what I believe is like the most significant woman in entertainment in years.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Oh, wow. Nabuki.com. Nabuki.com. Nabuki. Hey, the Sharifa. Do you Nabuki? Because if you don't, you should Nabuki. You ought to just Nabuki just for the heck of it. You just ought to Nabuki, 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 Nabuki. So now we're getting ready for our superstar special guest, and I'm so excited to have her on. Shreefa, are we ready? Are we ready for her? Are we ready? Are we ready? So I'm going to do a countdown, and we are going to bring up this lovely, beautiful young lady, and I'm just so happy to have her on the show. Let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, without further ado, Miss Tamika Connolly. How are you tonight?
I am great, like the tiger. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited, Joseph, and I just want to thank you for the wonderful introduction, and I'm really excited to be here this pre-Thanksgiving evening, a few days to Thanksgiving.
Yes, didn't it sure go by really fast?
It really did, and I can't believe we're almost into 2017, but at the same token,
man,
I'm excited. I'm excited for what's to come, and, you know, I'm excited for what has already transpired. And what is this? Up to the 11th month of the year. It's just
yes,
amazing.
Yes, 11th month of the year. It's just like, wow. You made it here. You know, it seemed really far away in January. You know, I couldn't imagine being here. I mean, I could imagine it, but it just seemed so far away. But it seems like after June, July went, man, the rest of the year just really sped up. I knew it had sped up for Punch because it's really been like nonstop. What are you working on so far this year? Let's delve into your life.
Okay. Well, let's see. We recently had a screening this summer, as you were talking about the summer. And at that screening, we screened three of the projects that we had pretty much completed for 2016. So it was the Christians TV pilot. We had 26 actors involved in that, and really funny, family-oriented show. We also finished It's Really Renee, TV pilot. I believe there's about 10 actors in that, and it's about a homeless woman's journey through the neighborhood. And then also we did a stage play called The Truth, which was in Hollywood at the Barnesdale Theater, and it was to a sold-out crowd. And so we shot it, and it's now distributed on DVD. And so The Truth, the stage play, is basically, it brought awareness to breast cancer. It brought awareness to STDs and domestic violence. And again, with that cast, I believe it was about 19 cast members.
Okay.
And so,
you just work with everybody. You're just like working it. You're just like, you're like a miracle in a bottle. You're like, you know, it's like amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I'm really thankful because, you know, to find talent in Los Angeles, you know, most of the talent that I like to say that I found some of the greatest, you know, local talent here in Los Angeles, you know, singers, actors, and, you know, they can cry on the drop of a dime. And so it was really exciting working, you know, on all three of those projects. And what I like is that each one of them, you know, we try to have a positive message and, you know, change lives through these projects.
So awesome. I think that's really, really awesome what you're doing. What are some of the challenges you face when you go into a production? Like, what's some of the challenges in your methodology for dealing with it?
The challenges. Well,
can we lose it right there? Okay, I don't know what happened there with Tamika. I hope she drops back in. I think maybe she dropped out there for a second. Sharifa, are you there?
Okay, we're back on the line. We're live. We're ready to go.
What happened?
So that's just like, you know, a perfect example. You were asking me what are some of your challenges, and I think that
would be one
of them. Just keeping going. When something stops, like the call drops, and you just jump back in there. And so no matter what the obstacle is, to keep moving. And so
exactly.
Yeah, so challenges, I mean, just like everyday things in terms of, like, sometimes it may be, I don't really want to say, like, funding, but sometimes that can be a challenge.
But
I never, you know, allowed that to stop me. I always just, like, keep the vision in mind, and that's what keeps moving forward. And sometimes it can be actors, you know. I hate to say that.
Right.
But sometimes
the
actors,
truth is,
you know,
the truth is the truth.
The truth shall set us free. So, yeah, sometimes it's actors, and I think it's just, you know, with dealing with big casts, like, you know, 19, 20, 26, there's so many different personalities, so many different walks of life. And for me, you know, when I'm producing a project, I like to see myself as kind of like a parent over the project. And so it's like you have all of these
right.
p- people that you are responsible for, and for me and my brother, Limo Coney, who's also, you know, my partner and producer on the projects,
uh-huh.
we look at it as
uh-huh.
we try to bring the family to these projects. And
right,
my
right.
thing is always trying to make everyone comfortable and happy so they perform at their best. And, you know, with any
right.
family, you it's always like you can't please everybody, but
no.
you want people to be happy and to enjoy the experience. And when they're at their best, then they perform, you know, at their best. So I think
yes,
the challenge
correct.
Is balancing all of that. You know, this person, maybe when you're, you know, ordering food, this person is a vegetarian, this person, you know, only eats fish or whatever the case may be, but how do you balance that to where everyone still walks away and they're excited and they're ready to do the next project with you?
I understand that. That is absolutely right. Now, I know you got some of your cohorts on the line.
Okay.
It's like, you know, and let's see, who do we have here? We have on the line with us Dr. Jameson.
Oh, Dr. And, Jameson.
yeah, he's on the line. I don't know what kind of doctor he is, but it does say Dr. Jameson. So I don't know, what kind of doctor is Dr. Jameson? Is he a PhD? Is he an MD? Or is he like a DJ doctor? Is he Dr. Jameson? Dr. Jameson.
I'll let him tell you, but I can tell
yeah.
you he is a great doctor. He was a great doctor in the truth. And
nice,
just
nice.
A joy to work with. And the thing that I love about him is not only was he into the entertainment of the truth, but also the bringing the awareness for the cause. And he can tell
nice.
You a little bit
nice.
More about that. Hello.
So welcome to the show. Welcome to the Punch Bowl, Dr. Jameson. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm fabulous, man. First, I want to give a big shout-out to Tamika. She's always been inspiring, you know, since day one I met her. But I haven't had the privilege to be back home in Tennessee with my family, and I want to give thanks to Tamika again because being a part of the Truth Play, it kind of, like, get me into an inspirational role to bring my family back together. After losing my family some years ago and moving to Los Angeles to pursue my medical career and reestablish my life again in terms of the divorce. So to
wow.
ask your
so you
question.
You got divorced. You got
yeah.
divorced. Let me see if I understand. You got divorced.
Yeah.
And you were in this play. Then
right.
you got back with your wife and you pulled your whole family back together?
I just, within the last couple of months, within the last 5 months
wow.
after the play.
Wow. That
I come to grip.
Wonderful.
I come to grips based on the role that I played in the play and some of the other cast members, you know, and to be realistic and be a real man about the whole situation. I'm fortunate to be one of the blessed healthcare providers, in which I've been into this for like 30-some plus years. I only had one wife, and we was married for 28 years, man, and
uh-huh.
the only soulmate I know, and trying to build a relationship with people that you just meet on an everyday basis. It don't tend to be that individual that you grew up with that you truly, truly, truly love.
No,
and you
man,
know
you
got to
stay with you. You got to
yeah,
stay
so
with who you trust.
The message that I learned from the play with Tamika is about love and forgiveness in relationship. So
first of all,
I had to humble myself and go to God and ask God to fix me and clean me up because I recognize my flaws. I evaluated myself where I was able to not point the finger at my wife for divorcing me and asking for a significant amount of alimony or marital debts or whatever the case might be and take the bitterness about the relationship to my grave. So
right.
being a part of the play, it showed me another aspect about life in general, you know what I mean, and being a man and man up to your own flaws and not point fingers and make excuses for your own actions. So
right.
I prayed about it. I prayed about it, and I contacted my ex-wife, and I just said, hey, we need to talk, and I just want to redo this thing all over again, and I want to, first of all, apologize to you for taking you through so many changes and hurting and separating the family because, you know, we always been a good fit for one another, but to be selfish and very stubborn and stupid to let something like infidelity and and say your fame or all this money that you make come between your family, and which that was driven by me. But getting back to Tamika, but this play was significant for me because I'm a healthcare provider. I've been in for 30 plus years, like I said. I'm actually started out as a physician assistant in surgery, so I worked surgery for like 25 years. I am a PhD doctor in health science. I have 5 degrees, and I'm fortunate to embrace the community and raise awareness for not only breast cancer. I am a national partner with the American Cancer Society and the Cancer Foundation. I'm a partner with the American Diabetes Association, the AIDS Foundation, the Homeless Shelter of America, in terms of supporting the homeless downtown Skid Row at the Union Mission and the LA Mission Homeless Shelter. I've been a big contributor to the community for all my healthcare career, as long as I've been able to make the big dollars and be one of the Black African Americans that oftentimes reach out to the community and support our brothers and sisters without having to have a price tag over the health. So, giving back to the community, and I saw what Tamika was doing, you know, in reaching out and raising awareness for these causes. I felt that it was a good fit for me. Not only was it a good fit for me in terms of raising awareness, but I was able to skyrocket my acting career. I've been selected and been cast for 4 different other films in which I am the co-star in, The Price of Fame, When Pride Comes Before the Fall, Shelter Life, and Surviving Tough Times. And I owe all this to Tamika, because finding my character in terms of entertainment, man, they worked with me really, really good and really, really hard and helped me. And I'm forever indebted to her and Limo, which I do love with all my heart, and I just want to tell them thank you.
Wow. I think that is totally
that was
awesome.
Beautiful. That was
congratulations,
beautiful.
First of all.
I wasn't even expecting anything like that.
No, I mean, really, me either. First of all, congratulations for getting back with your wife. That
Amen.
Is an awesome
Did he say
story.
28 years?
28
yes, 20
years.
Years. It's been a total of 31 this year because we dated for a couple of years before we married, so. We raised 4 children and all been in college. They all have degrees.
So that's a good woman that'll stand by you for 28 years. That's a good movie.
I would see that movie.
Your wife is an amazing woman, and I have to say, you are a lucky guy.
I don't take luck. I
give it to you. You blessed. There's a song, God Has Smiled on you. That is completely awesome. Congratulations to you. This is just going another direction just for a moment, then we're going to take a break. He's the Captain Steubing, you know, from The Love Boat. His name was Gavin McLeod and his wife. And when he became famous on Love Boat, you know, he kind of went away from his wife. And they actually were on the brink of a divorce because he became famous. So, of course, he had all these women. He had the money. He had everything, Gavin McLeod. But his wife had prayer. And his wife started praying. And she would fix the table for dinner every night for the both of them. Even though they were separated, she knew that he wasn't coming back. She knew he was with others, but she would fix dinner every night for both of them, and she would pray that he would be sitting at the dinner table, right? She says, Lord, bring my husband home. I'm praying for him. I want to see my husband sitting right there. Okay?
Wow.
And this is Gavin McLeod. This is his testimony. And he said one day he went over to his wife's house. He said he didn't even know what he'd go over there for, but he just went over there to talk to her, and she was fixing dinner. And he says, as she put two cups, so he says, so he thought his wife was dating someone else. You know how we are as men. We are stupid, you know.
Yes, yes.
But, and he thought his wife was dating. So he says, well, who are you fixing this plate for and dinner for, whatever? She says, I'm fixing it for you.
Wow.
She says, why are you fixing it for me? She says, I've been doing this every day for years since you've been gone because I'm praying for the Lord to send you back home.
Wow.
And he said he stayed home that night and never left again. He said he felt like the biggest dummy ever. And
yeah.
I think that you have a wonderful testimony there of how God can bring something back together in a wonderful way. And that's what Punch TV Studios is about, developing television shows and developing movies about people's lives that ordinarily would never be told, that changes a whole paradigm. And in your case, you put family first. And that, to me, is major kudos to you. And major kudos to Tamika Conley for God giving her the vision for that play that helped change your life. Now, we're going to take
Absolutely.
A quick break, and we're going to come back with more with Dr. Jamison, more with Tamika Conley, and we're going to add another spice to the mix. We're going to add one more spice to the mix when we come back, right after this. Welcome to the Punch Bowl, everybody, taking this quick commercial break.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
All right, and we're back with Tamika Conley and Dr. Jamison, and we're back. We have the Sharifa on the line. That's really cool. Now, Tamika, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen this? I'm just saying. I'm just asking. I'm not prejudiced at all, but I just wanted to say, have you ever seen a white Mexican? Have you ever seen that?
Maybe I did, and I just didn't know.
Now, I've heard of a black Mexican, you know, but you ever heard of a white Mexican? What kind of dogs do white Mexicans have, you know? And we want to bring on the line tonight. We're going to bring on the line tonight Mike, the white Mexican Sandoval. He's joining us here tonight. He's going to kind of join in the conversation. Mike, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, good. Well, welcome to the Punch Bowl.
Oh, well, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, exactly, what is a white Mexican? I know. I mean, what's the difference?
What's the difference? Well,
yeah.
Basically, I look like your average white guy. But I grew up in a Mexican household, so my parents are Mexican. But if you if you were to see me, you would think that I was just another white guy walking down the street.
Oh,
but
really?
I'm not. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay,
so
but wait, it gets better.
Go ahead. How does it get better?
So is Mike, is that your dog in the background? Mike's joining the conversation. Mike is one of the hottest underground comedians in L.A. But get this. Mike.
What's that?
The white Mexican, Sandoval, only likes black women. Check that one out.
So you're
I'm guilty.
By, you're raised by Hispanic parents, Mexican parents. You look like a white guy. That makes me Mexican too. Huh?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, my parents being Mexican, that makes me Mexican too. I wasn't raised by Mexicans. I wasn't raised by Mexicans. I am Mexican.
I think he's raised by Mexicans.
It's not like I was a kid.
You have a
kid raised
here.
By a pit bull. I grew up among white people, so you know I heard a lot of their, you know, they confided in me, and so I heard a lot of their racist attitudes. So I know a lot about white people and their racism, their stereotypes, you know, how they really feel inside, because you know they keep it inside when they're around minorities, but when they're around other white people, that's when they let it out. And so them thinking I'm a white guy, they would just confide in me all their hatred for so many different people in the world. And I just grew up hearing that my whole life. You'd really be surprised. White people would really be surprised at how many white people are really racist. I mean, even the ones that don't think they're racist, yet they say racist things and think racist things. It's a really weird world that we live in, and that's why I call myself the white Mexican, because I'm a Mexican, but you know everyone thinks I'm white, and so I've grown up in this weird limbo world where I don't really fit in with white people, and I don't really fit in with Mexicans
let's
either.
Let's get to the sisters.
When you've heard racism your whole life, you know you do become a little racist. So, you know, I just started dating black women about 30 years ago, got married, had a daughter, ended up, you know, that didn't work out, ended up years later with another black woman, married her, and unfortunately that didn't work out, and ended up with a third wife, black wife. So I've been married to three black women. I've got a biracial daughter who's grown. She's an adult. Well, she's biracial. Her mom is black, and I'm white Mexican.
White.
So that's where I am in life, you know. Go ahead.
I was going to ask Tamika a question. You being a woman and developing films and doing the stuff that you do, which is amazing, how much racism do you face in what you do?
Well, I don't know that I've faced the racism, and if I faced it, maybe I didn't know I was facing it.
Politically correct answer. Is that see how good she said that? That is so politically correct.
Sometimes you have to be politically correct if that's
your
truth.
That was so politically correct. I would never have answered that way. I mean, just personally, I would not have been able to answer that. Quite like that, but go ahead. I don't want to cut you off. So you've never really experienced that. What kinds of things have been stereotypical for you as a woman doing what you do then?
Well, that part probably, you know, as a woman, maybe, you know, being challenged in that way. I mean, again, if it is, I don't really notice it because I'm just, you know, who I am and I just do the work. But maybe some of the challenges, and I try not to focus on, you know, oh, I'm a woman or oh, I'm black or oh, you know, this is the story that I want to tell. Yeah, I just, you know, try to be authentic. Well, I would like to say I'm authentic and even the stories are authentic, but, you know, maybe that some challenges with some of the men that I've worked with because, you know, film and stuff like that is a male-dominated career when you talk about
crew and all of that.
But, again, I've had some of the actors tell me that my approach is just like, you know, I'm not confrontational or anything like that. So maybe if I am faced with prejudice against me as a woman or black or whatever, it's like we can still work together. I don't, you know, I work with all races, you know, when we're working with camera on set. So again, I try not to look at the boundaries or anything and let that stop me.
Wow.
I just think it's all people. We all have the same heart, and we all come together because we have one goal, and that's to complete the project and tell a compelling story.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely awesome. I think that's absolutely awesome. I think that's absolutely awesome. So, Doctor, what's next for you? Where do you go from here?
Well, I'm still going to be most definitely in the medical field. In fact, I work in 4 different clinics now and hospitals. So, but in terms of acting, I'm still in the loop of that. In fact, I have a new film to audition for, like at the beginning of the year, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. And supposedly have another one associated, well, in the same capacity of that within the same month time frame. So I'm definitely into acting now and want to continue to build a craft. You know, this is something I have a passion for now. But medicine will always be my niche. That's where the biggest dollars come from. So I don't take making movies my livelihood. I take my profession seriously, and that's what I'm committed to. So, yeah.
Now, Mike, what are you working on now? What do you have in the pipeline? What's your driving force right now?
Well, you know, because I am the white Mexican, you know, and I have a unique take on race and race relations. I'm looking to start a podcast called The Race, where it's a talk show about race relations and racism, but not in what you would normally think, like, oh, it's going to be a heavy discussion, a lot of kind of anger or thing. No, I want it to be more lighthearted, more of a way where we can get to know each other through our differences, because pretending that race and our differences don't exist is not a way to embrace them. We need to come together and embrace our differences and recognize our differences so that we can overcome the boundaries that keep us apart. There's no way to pretend that there's no racism or no racial
differences
with people. You can't pretend that those things don't exist and then try to get on with life as if everybody is the same, because we're not. And that's an insult to people. And I'm not saying, like, because of who I am and my heritage and what I like in life, that somehow some people think that I don't like white people for some reason, because I talk about how I've heard racist things because I've heard racist things from white people. But I don't consider white people to be racist. Well, maybe I do, but I don't consider race. I don't consider all races.
I gotta go here. Okay. What are some of the racist things that you have heard white people say?
We cannot.
Give me two things.
No.
That you have heard white people say that appear to be racist.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Are you asking me? Oh, you know, I'll tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I even say this in when I'm on stage, is when I was a little kid, the first time I remember, I was about 6 or 7 years old, and a little white kid came up to me, and he just said, "I hate Mexicans." And for me, as a little kid, I didn't really understand. Seriously, you know, and I'm sure, you know, you've probably encountered racist things, you know, your life. I remember this. As a little kid, another little kid, he was a little older than me, telling me that he didn't like Mexicans. He was so angry when he said it to me because he thought I was a white kid and he thought I was going to agree with him. And I just looked at him like, what, you know, what? I was so confused as a little 6-year-old kid. And then, you know, growing up, I've heard so many things from white people that, oh, here's one. They say something negative about Mexicans. They don't like Mexicans, or Mexicans are this or that. And then I feel like, well, I have to speak up, and so I'll say, hey, I'm Mexican, and then they say things like, oh, well, you know what I mean? I mean a real Mexican. I mean a real Mexican. I say, oh, you mean a Mexican that wears a sombrero and sleeps against a cactus and wears a poncho and rides a burro? Is that the kind of Mexican you don't like? Or is it my dad? Like, if you saw my dad on the street, you'd go, oh, I hate that these Mexicans. So what is it that you mean a real Mexican are the ones that you hate? Or it's so many things. And I'll tell you, Mexicans can be racist too. They look at me and they go, oh, yep, you're not a real Mexican. You think you're white. You just think you're a white boy. You think you're a white person. And Mexicans don't, well, they don't accept me. I would never go into a Mexican bar that was like all Mexican, you know, where it's all Mexican music and
you know,
I would never go in there. I would never go in there. I would be scared to go in there. And telling them that I'm Mexican makes it even worse. Okay, so that's
not... I would probably have a better chance speaking Spanish than you would.
Absolutely.
And that's your national heritage.
Exactly.
I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying it because I don't like Mexicans or I have a problem. I'm just saying that's just the way the world is. That's just the way the world is, you know? And those are the type of things that I would like to discuss in a lighthearted way and get that out in the open. Because as long as people keep them inside and they don't understand other points of view and they think that everybody else's point of view is negative, it really keeps us from expressing and learning and opening up and understanding each other.
I agree
so
with
you.
So
that's really what I want to do. I want to start a show I can have and just talk about these type of issues in a positive and uplifting way, not in a down, depressing type of way. So that's what I have in the works. And then I'm also at the J Spot. You can see me at the J Spot every now and then, the Comedy Union, the Ice House, where I do my comedy. So you can always come out see the white Mexican out there.
That's good. I love them. I actually love the name, though, but that's pretty cool. I do. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with more from our three guests on tonight. This is a wonderful show, and we're going to go out. I hope all of you Nabuki, if you don't, you should Nabuki. That's Nabuki, Nabuki. Set up your own page on Nabuki, sell your products. Do everything. Just Nabuki.com.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
All right, and we are back. I've had some phenomenal news today that I'd love to share with everyone. Just really, really good news. Guess what happened? Today, my son, my oldest son, he registered to run for state assembly in California. So I think that's really awesome. I just think that's completely – I'm really excited. Win, lose, or draw, the fact that he's trying to do it is – like completely wonderful for me. He's a Navy man, and now he's about to get out of the Navy in a little while, and he's going to run for office and give it a shot. And I'm really, as a dad, you've got to be proud.
Absolutely.
So I'm really proud of that. I'm really, 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 really proud of that. You know, so my chest has been out ever since he called me a couple hours ago to tell me, Dad, I just registered. You know. So I said, okay, son, great. We're gonna get this done. We're gonna be the state assemblyman in California. Me and you, we're gonna be there.
we are all gonna be there. We are gonna make it happen. We're gonna do everything we need to get him in office.
Yeah, we're gonna get him in office. You know, we're gonna Joe Kennedy the heck out of this thing. You know.
That's right. That's right. Hashtag support.
You know, so that's pretty good.
What part of California is he going to represent?
It's the San Diego part. So whatever that assembly district is for the state down from San Diego up is the area that he's going to be
okay.
representing.
Okay.
So
oh, you must be so
I'm
proud
like
of him.
Really good. As a dad, I'm really, really, really proud. You know, it almost brings tears to my eye. You know, when you want to see your kids do good, you want to see them try things. You know, whether he wins or not, I'm really proud of him. And I'm going to certainly help and be part of his process to, you know, but we're probably going to win because that's just what we do. You know, we're probably going to win.
Oh, well, I wish him luck, and I know you're very proud of him. I'm a dad, so I know that what it's like to see your child achieve something, and that just must be really something, state assembly.
Yeah, it's really something. It's really something. You know, I can't wait to get into our office so I can – see the state assemblyman's office, you know, state assemblyman
That's
Collins,
our office.
Assemblyman Collins.
So there's a there's an office in the state capitol that's for the father, right?
There's going to be an office for the father in the state capitol. There's going to be an office for the father, you know, and I'm going to be going to have my name on the door in my son's office. Yeah, I'm going to totally going to
your
do
little,
that, you know.
A little office in his office. You're going to have a, your
I'm
own
have
office.
A little office in his office, you know. I'm going to be there just so I can come and sit and watch. You know, I don't want to do nothing. I just want to watch. You know.
So he doesn't have to, if he wins, does he have to move to Sacramento?
No. I don't know. Maybe he does because you have to. Maybe he's got to be by.
Like part of the year, he has to go there.
Yeah. Maybe he's got to be bi-statal. You know, I don't know.
Bi-statal.
Like bi-coastal, bi-statal. I guess he's going to have to live in two parts of the state. You know, so I'm just really happy. You know.
Yeah.
So I know that you've seen on TV, right? They got the little assembly desk right there, right? So I'm going to pull my chair up next to his so when he goes down and takes his vote, I'm going to be
You'll give him the evil eye if he's going to vote the wrong way.
Yeah. We're not going to vote that way. We're voting this way.
I can
you know,
see
we need
his
that
office,
measure
though.
Path there, that's going to put.
There are, I can see Punch TV studio posters all over his office.
All over his office. Of course, it's going to be Punch TV studios. All the
movies
that Mika Conlon is going to make is going to be all over his office with the Punch TV Studios logo on it. And, we're going
to
do all that. Yeah, you got to have that.
I need a couple posters for my tenant.
Yeah, you need that. We just need
now.
That. Those are things that we need in my son's office when he becomes the state assemblyman.
So he's running. When's the election? Next year or?
The election is next year. It's actually, he's got about 18 months, which is great because he's got to raise a ton of money, you know, in order to run.
Well, we're good at that.
And that's
we're
not too bad at that. You know, he's going to raise a ton of money so he can run and have his commercials out and have his calling and polling and all that kind of stuff. You got to have. So, nevertheless, you know, I'm just really proud that he's giving it a shot, and that's the most important thing.
That's great.
Thing. You know, so I wrote a song about it. I'd like to hear it. Here it goes. So I'm so glad to have each of you on the show tonight. Tamika, thank you guys for joining us tonight. Doc, thank you for joining us tonight. Just so wonderful to have you on, Dr. Jamison. And Mike, thank you for joining us. And Mike, white Mexican Sandoval, thank you for joining us on the show tonight. And we're really excited about what we're doing at Punch TV Studios. We are developing television shows and movies that we're going to license all over the world and that we're going to just build a phenomenal platform so that artists such as these wonderful people that are on the show tonight and you at home will have an opportunity to be a part of what we're doing. And that's what's going to make Punch TV so great and make what we're doing so awesome only $1 per share, and you could become a part owner of Punch TV Studios. People are buying our stock from all over the country, all over the country. People are just embracing us, and it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful to see. It's wonderful to see everybody who's like, I want to be a part of that. I've got to be a part of that. I've never bought stock before, and I want to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. So I want to tell everyone, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. And check out what we're doing. We work with a lot of people in the industry. It's no secret, and it's just completely awesome. And you can make an investment right there by clicking on the Invest Now button, and it'll take you to the investment page. It's got instructions on how you can make your investment and become a part owner of Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. We are the only African-American-led company in America doing an IPO, so this is just like a wonderful time and a wonderful thing that we're doing. We want to invite everyone to join the Bookie. Set up your own page on the Bookie. Set up your own group. Talk about what you're doing. Post your events. Talk about, go to nabookie.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-E, nabookie.com, and post what you're doing. Let the world know what you're doing. Share it with your friends. Share it with your enemies. Share it with your frenemies, you know. So you want to post on nabookie.com. I post everything on nabookie.com. Then I share it on other social media sites. So you want to go to Nabookie, N-A-B-U-K-I-E.com. Set up your own world there and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful good time. I want to thank our guests tonight. This is such an amazing show. What do you think, Sharifa? Great show tonight?
I think it's great. I'm just surprised. This is our third week on the air. At first, I was a little nervous. But I'm like, we've been having the best time. We talked to so many people. We have comedians calling in, actors calling in. We had a lady who does talent tours calling yesterday.
Right.
We had a guy who was a campaign manager for a potential campaign. Everyone is calling in. It's just exciting. You never know who's going to call in. I think it's fun. I know we're definitely going to make 300 fabulous shows if the people calling in as guests is absolutely any indication.
Oh, yeah, you know, and to have such people like Tamika Conley on the phone behind the scenes, but she's a real powerhouse. You need people like her. They're just, like, absolutely awesome. And, you know, to have comedians such as the white Mexican. You know, I want to see his act. I just want to see his act. I want to see what the white Mexican talks about. You know,
really funny.
But I got to see it for myself. You know, I really want to see it for myself because I don't think I've ever really seen a white Mexican perform. You know, what does a white Mexican look like in a sombrero? You know, I'm just asking. You know, I'm not picking on nobody. And a poncho, you know, I'm just saying. We want everybody to join
we'll
us here tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, same time.
Join us here tomorrow night. Join us here tomorrow night. And we're going to have another amazing show on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And I think we're about done for the night. Visit us online, punchtvstudios.com. Purchase your stock. Become a part owner of Punch TV. And we're going to do some amazing things. All right, we're emptying the punch bowl, Sharifa. So we're entering the punch bowl, and we're going to see you tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.